I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you. On a Tuesday, it is time for our favorite segment. It is time for Lightning Bets. As we look ahead to tonight, put our plays in. Joe, where are you going tonight? What are you betting on?
All right, I'm looking to the NBA, and I'm taking a look at the prop market. First, let's start with the Brooklyn Nets game. Now, when Kyrie is missing, it changes things up, obviously, for the usage. And you have to take that into account. But it appears that this James Harden number is a bit inflated here. For points, they've got him at 28.5 points. Harden has gone under that number 10 of his last 11 games. And if we look at the last five games at home, 27, 26, 26, 16, and 19, under in all of them, Kyrie games. So I'm going under Harden, 28.5 points. It's an inflated number. Now, it's a short point spread, but so we'll see. We'll see what happens. He could have a lot of points because they're going to be out there a ton, but I'm still going to go under 28.5. And Tatum is coming off a 50-burger. So it appears that this line is also inflated. He's gone under the number of 27.5 points for the Boston Celtics, 13 of 16. So I'm going to go under 27.5 off that 50-burger game. It is there is a blowout factor because the Celtics are favored by 9. So there's that also that possibility that he's not on the court late. De'Aaron Fox is questionable for this game. So I'm going Tatum and Harden under on the points.
I like it.
Hearing you say Harden. Burger is making me hungry right now.
Yeah, it's almost lunchtime. I was thinking about it.
That's all I could think about. Like,
Leia Fish does not qualify as a
burger. In-N-Out Burger would be amazing right now. Maybe Shake Shack, Five Guys.
Shake Shack, yes. Five Guys, yes. In-N-Out, overrated, right?
I've never been.
I'm a West Coast girl. I love In-N-Out. I ate there like once a week when I lived in California. So not underrated to me.
Fries are
no
bad.
No sweet frog, Paul.
No sweet frog before the burgers.
Yeah, I should do a double-double. Eat the sweet frog first and then hit a burger joint.
Wendy's single.
Nah, don't let Jake hear that. He's going to start screaming about dessert before dinner again. Yes. Here we go.
Yeah, he's going to yell
right,
at Lena.
So, I mentioned this earlier in the show when we were talking to Jimmy. Jokic, he did not have a triple-double when they played the Pistons a couple days ago. But prior to that, he had a triple-double in like 5 straight games. Thinking, you know, he's a little tired. He needed a night off. He's going to bounce back, get a triple-double tonight. Even though the Pistons are not that great of a team, I looked at when Jokic gets double-doubles, it's not he gets them even when it's blowout. So I feel like this will hit, plus 210, great value. And then based off our conversation with Jimmy, I also double-checked these on BetQL. So I'm going Jokic double-double because that's minus 700. I got a three-leg parlay here, folks. With a Wizards money line, which is minus 174. He likes the Wizards to beat the Clippers at home tonight. I was a little nervous to take the Wizards on the spread, so I just went money line. And then Blazers plus three, hosting the Timberwolves tonight. That's a five-star best bet on BetQL. Wizards money line, three-star best bet. And then Jokic double-double. I mean, how does that lose? Probably just jinxed it. All three is plus 237.
I like it. All right, so here's what I'm going to do tonight.
And I took Mahomes MVP, Super Bowl MVP. Okay, Short odds, but I like it.
So I'm going to put three MVPs in. Mahomes, Von Miller, Nick Bosa. I'm going to have the two defensive players. One will be there from the NFC, and then Patrick Mahomes on the other side. I'll put all three of those in as Super Bowl MVP bets. And then give me the Nets tonight plus the points. I understand the Lakers are healthier, and it's only James Harden.
Yeah.
But I will take the Nets. They're a better team. They have Harden. I can't lay points at the Lakers. I'll just take points with the Nets and James Harden out there. Nets plus the two last time I saw it tonight against the Lakers.
I like it.
Jake?
Let's do some golf, yeah?
All right.
Yes. This Wednesday start is throwing me off.
I like it.
Prep and
it's kind of awesome, though.
I do like it. They're smart enough to realize nobody's going to watch our Sunday if we're going against Championship Sunday, and I don't even think they'd have a spot. I assume it's a CBS event. I like it, but I just wish that everybody knew about it.
Yeah, I wish it was advertised a little bit better, but it'll be cool. It's different, so why not? All of the odds on this are pretty long. I mean, a lot of them, but I'm gonna go with a couple here. I got two. I'm gonna go Zalatoris. He's 29-1 right now.
Yes.
He played awesome last week, like unbelievably so. Obviously, last year's Masters, he played really well, and there was a lot of hype around him. Then kind of fell back to earth. But he played awesome last week, probably even as good, if not better, than he did at that Masters tournament. And I'm also going to go Siwoo Kim, 55-1. He's another one. He's been playing really well lately. He was top 25 a couple weeks ago. He was nearly top 10 last week. He's on the trend up. I really like his game, too. He's a young guy. He's hungry for it. So I'm going to go him, 55-1, Siwoo Kim, and then Zalatoris, 29-1 right now as well.
Like it.
And then I also I have something a little the Illinois line for people outside of Illinois. It's sitting at 5 right now. If I had to guess, I'm leaning towards both Curbelo and Coburn playing, but it's not for sure yet, but it looks like they're maybe trending that way. That line is going to get bigger if both of them play, if even one of them plays. So 5 right now with Illinois, that's a decent little look.
I like it. Golf tomorrow, Illinois. I like it. Good stuff. Paul, where are you going?
Checking all my boxes here.
All right. It's a little bit of Big 12. I've got Texas at TCU. So Texas, a lot of transfers, new head coach kind of figuring it out with Chris Beard down there. Both these teams are ranked towards the bottom of the country in pace of play. Both have top 20 defenses. TCU's main calling card on offense is to miss and then hit the offensive glass. They are second in the offensive rebounds, but I just don't think they're going to score enough. Could be a low-scoring game, a rock fight. TCU team total under 60.5. They have scored more than 60 points just once in 5 Big 12 games. And then we'll look at the Mountain West. Two top teams vying for first place in the Mountain West, Wyoming and Boise State. Wyoming is plus 5 at Boise State. Plus 5 feels like a trap. They are two slow-paced teams. Wyoming 35th in adjusted offensive efficiency and number 1 in the conference. 15th in effective field goal percentage, but the Boise State is number 1 in the conference and a top 20 defense. So in conclusion, we are going to go the Wyoming team total over 63.5. It's actually at 62.5 right now. They have not scored less than 63 in a single game all season. So give me over 62.5 right now. I took over 63.5.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's petmeds.com and promo code podcast.
I like it.
Very good. I can't wait. Can't wait till March and Paul's going to have all the info on the small teams that we want to bet. Yeah. We just don't know anything about, like, which ones are the mismatches.
This is huge because we're giving a team a loss and we still got Colorado State to, you know, win the Mountain West. So they're lurking.
Right.
They're lurking.
Would you guys like to hear the Rogers Street set upset Horvy?
34-1.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that as well. That's the only one I liked between the rushing and receiving leaders. It's got a shot. It makes sense.
You guys are
sense.
Always in sync, you two. I like it.
Looking for, trying to find some value.
One of us All is right. in the lead in the picks contest. The other's in second place.
But... I know. I saw that. It was
that's true.
Not shocking.
Yes, exactly. Here are a couple tweets that upset Horvy yesterday. So I don't know if he's completely over it. This from the guy he worked with at morning show, Bart Winkler, does mornings. Awesome dude. Is Rodgers even tradable? Why would anyone in the AFC want him? You're going to give up a king's ransom just to be at best the fifth team in the AFC.
I got to tell you, is that a local Wisconsin Milwaukee guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I got to tell
Packers
you,
fan.
That is the next evolution of the Rodgers discussion. Forget, should we keep him? Why would anyone want him?
He's already there. It's like, you're going to mortgage your future for it? Pass. Here's another one from Bart. Let me find it real quick. He was just going off. 11 straight years of not getting back to the Super Bowl, and you still want to run it back? Because somehow next year will be different? Sometimes you got to just print that ticket and find a new machine.
You know what this is?
Horvat was like, are you 8 years old?
The stages of grief for Packers fans right now, it's something to watch, right? They want him.
They're
they don't
in the
want
anger.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
They hate him. They love him. They need him. We can't win with him.
As a Bears fan, it's just so nice to watch them cannibalize each other. It's great.
No, you know, and because we interact with Horvy and hear so much from him, we assume that all Packers fans feel that way. He does not represent all of Packers Nation. Here's one that was retweeted. Not that a random person on Twitter represents Packers Nation, but there are people up there that don't care for him. You are spot on. Rodgers won't take us to the Super Bowl next year. We gave him everything he wanted this year, and he didn't come through. Mr. Prima Donna, GM slash head coach, choked.
It is. It's cannibalism. This is Packers fans cannibalism. That just, it's funny.
It's great that they're trying to convince. They're not trying to convince us that they don't need him. They're trying to convince themselves that they don't need him.
Yes. Don't want him, no need him. You can't win with him.
We saw what happened when they didn't have Rodgers one game this season.
It's time for J-Lo.
I'm waiting on that. Give me all of that. I can't wait.
You know what?
I really
means?
Wanted to ask our guest J-Lo about the J-Lo nickname.
Lion's Ear next Paul, you're year. Lion's
Paul,
Ear.
You're getting tweets. You're getting college basketball tweets. Since we have a minute, we can address it. Michael Mack tweets in, what's your thoughts on Houston Cougars 40-1 future?
Oh, Houston's my team. I love Kelvin Sampson. Love Kelvin Sampson. They can't score, though. They just
can't bet on that team. Yeah. It's just excruciating to watch them.
Like, they never had a shot against Baylor last year. They never had a shot. But big Sampson guy. But no. I mean, sure. What are they going to be, at 2?
If there are 2, 40's a great spot.
Right. That's where I came in last year. I think I got them around 30, they were like a 2. So I was like, all right. So, yeah.
One hot shooting night, and they're out. By the other team, I mean. Like, they're only going to score 60 points.
Quentin Grimes is gone.
Yeah. I'm glad we ended with a Houston 2-1.
Doesn't sound like you love them.
They're one of those teams that KenPom loves, but the eye test just doesn't necessarily add up.
All right, you guys have a great one. We're back tomorrow. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip right here on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.